Finally, a NewsHour shares. Many coastal communities in the U.S. are feeling the effects of climate change, including Norfolk, Virginia. From the NewsHour Student Reporting Labs, Ariel Banks and a team from Granby High School show us one program helping to raise awareness.
What is the name of that program that we do when we go in the community and we put the little things down? What's the name of the program?
Medallion Program.
These students are a part of the Southeast Care Coalition, an environmental conservation organization in Southeast Newport News, Virginia. Annual flood damages from coastal storms are expected to triple by 2060, according to a study by the Virginia Coastal Policy Center. The Southeast Care Coalition is teaching local school children adaptation and survival strategies to live with the rising water.
But we owe the children.
Angela Harris is a community activist and one of the founders of the coalition.
It's our responsibility to get more involved and more engaged. When you know the water coming, what you gonna do?
Harris has worked to make community members aware of the threats that sea level rise and climate change pose. She pioneered a program where youth work with city sanitation officials to clear drains clogged with litter and debris. They mark newly cleaned drains with medallions.
This area, 28th Street, used to flood. So you come off that interstate down Buxton Avenue, before you get to it, you're in the water. But one of the things that we found, a lot of the drains were just clogged up to the top.
The program teaches youth the effects of climate change and how to protect their community. Dr. Erica Holloman, a marine scientist, is the former coordinator for the coalition.
Our medallion program gives the youth an opportunity to learn about stormwater management, why it is important, and how to participate.
Sea level in the Tidewater region has risen 80% higher than the global average in the last 140 years, according to the World Resources Institute.
Part of our problem is that the land is sinking as well as the water is rising, so it complicates, it accentuates that rise.
Ray Toll is the director of coastal resilience research at Old Dominion University. He studies the different effects of climate change on the region.
I look at this as a glass half full problem in that there are opportunities here to come up with new solutions that is an integrated regional approach.
While the Virginia coast prepares for the future, some communities most at risk from flooding hope to be included at the table when discussing solutions.
This Hampton Roads region is really second with regards to feeling the impacts of climate change after New Orleans. Unlike Katrina, the Hampton Roads region has an opportunity to be proactive instead of reactive. The largest challenge hasn't been on the side of getting community members involved, because we're living it, we understand it, we know it. It's about ensuring that our voices are heard, ensuring that our voices are valued in a way that truly implements equitable policies that help those that are most impacted.
For the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs, I'm Arielle Banks in Norfolk, Virginia.